Winnie Jackson has dedicated more than 20 years to children's rights across the country, but the horrible conditions she's seen in America couldn't prepare her for the devastation of one Haiti orphanage.
When I found out the children were sleeping in wet dirt under a makeshift tent and that there was no food, no clean water, it was like a catalyst that just ignited me.
Jackson saw a Fox documentary that was her call to action. The film followed the journey of American Luger Hyacinthe, who went to Haiti after the earthquake to help his family. In the aftermath of the 7.0 earthquake, there was an outpouring of celebrities and media covering the quake and raising money for relief. When Hyacinthe reached his family in Petite Guave, he couldn't believe his eyes.
You know, I don't see any hope for them. You know, no human being, not even animals, should be living in this kind of condition.
Petite Guave is one of four provinces in Haiti and is just 42 miles away from the capital of Port-au-Prince.
There was not even any organization who arrived there. A lot of excuses was the road was bad, but when I got there, somehow I was able to drive to get to that place.
The media focused on sending relief to the capital, but provinces like Petite Guave have fallen off their radar. Hyacinthe started filming during his visit to document the poor living conditions. When Jackson saw his footage, she realized she had to help in every way possible. She spends her mornings trying to reach the World Food Program in Italy.
We need enough food to last for 6 to 8 months. Maybe by then the World Food Program will have made it. I don't know. But at this rate, I don't hold out much hope for that.
Jackson is disappointed with the food program's efforts, but she's working to raise money with the help of Los Angeles organizations, churches, and community leaders. She's teamed up with Fernando Pullum, a well-known Los Angeles educator and music teacher. He's presenting a concert on April 30th to raise resources for the orphanage in Petite Guave. Pullum and his team will personally travel to Haiti, buy the goods with the funds raised, and drive a delivery truck to the orphanage. Jackson believes this plan will be the only way to ensure the resources get directly into the hands of the children who need it.
We can stand by and let kids starve when, in fact, we sent all this money supposedly to help these people. Or we can do what is right. This is the right thing to do.
Ariel Pratt, Annenberg Radio News.